momentos más difíciles de nuestras vidas.
In the most difficult times of our lives,
siempre hay una relación más profunda con Jesús.
There is always a more profound closeness to Jesus.
Y el Señor me mostraba,
and the Lord was showing me
por medio de un devocional,
through a devotional that I was meditating on this week,
en las características del elefante,
in the characteristics of an elephant,
que el elefante tiene fuerza.
The elephant has strength.
Perdón, no es el elefante, el búfalo.
The buffalo, the buffalo has strength.
Que tiene mucha fuerza.
Has much strength.
Y en el momento más difícil,
in the times that it's most difficult for the buffalo,
cuando leemos la palabra,
when we read the word,
el Señor dice que tendremos fuerzas como las del búfalo.
The word says that we will have strength like the buffalo.
Pero lo interesante de las características de por qué Dios puso en la palabra el búfalo,
but what is interesting about the strength in the buffalo is its characteristics.
Es que en el momento,
in the hardest times,
dice que es un líder.
The buffalo is a leader.
Aún en el momento donde se pueda estremecer la tierra,
even in the most difficult times where the earth may be trembling,
no se mueve.
The buffalo does not move.
Pero tiene una característica.
But it has a more special characteristic.
Entre el momento más difícil que entra,
in the most difficult time when the buffalo is most tired,
él se arrodilla.
He kneels down.
Él se arrodilla.
He kneels down.
Él se arrodilla.
He kneels down.
Y dice,
and it says,
que cuando él se arrodilla,
that when the buffalo kneels,
que cuando él se arrodilla,
when the buffalo kneels,
las fuerzas son mayores.
His strength begins to recover.
Y cuando él se levanta,
and when he lifts up,
se levanta con una
he, he lifts up with a double a portion of strength. And if the Lord is saying he's giving us strength like the buffalo,
es porque hay una sola cosa que hacer.
And it's because there's only one thing to do.
Para recobrar fuerzas.
To recover your strength.
Para poder mirar más allá de las circunstancias.
To look beyond the circumstances.
Es doblar nuestras rodillas.
It's for us to get on our knees.
Y orar.
And pray.
Y orar.
And pray.
Y orar.
And pray.
Y orar.
And pray.
Y de ahí.
And there. That's where we're going to lift up, where we're going to rise up in the strength of the Lord. In the most difficult time, it won't be our strength, but it'll be His strength, so that you can be ready for the battle, because your Lord is going to be giving the strength. From this posture, this is the sacred place to seek advancement, to recover your strength. When the buffalo kneels, some oil comes dripping from the head to the body.
El Señor no se equivoca.
The Lord does not,
cuando
is never wrong.
Pone un animal para darnos como la del búfalo fuerzas.
When He gives us those analogies,
es porque hay más adentro está en la representación del Espíritu.
He wants to show us within the Spirit what He does when we submit to this posture. The Holy Spirit moves, and it's moving right now.
Y eso quiere decir que es ese aceite, representación del Espíritu Santo.
The anointed oil is flowing from the Holy Spirit right now.
El Espíritu Santo es nuestro amigo.
The Holy Spirit is our friend.
Es el que nos guía, es el que nos conforta.
He is the one that guides us, that comforts us.
He's
the King of Kings. He's the one that will give us the victory.
Esto solamente es algo que Dios me dio en los momentos más difíciles.
This was something the Lord gave me in most difficult times over
Pero
this couple
se
of weeks.
Desato a ustedes.
And today He wanted you to
Yo
receive
no
it as well.
El Espíritu Santo me dice, no calle.
The Holy Spirit says you cannot hold this.
You
Take
have
it.
To give it so they can receive it as well, because it's the power of the Holy Spirit. El Señor nos está llevando a otro nivel.
The Lord is taking us to another level.
Pero es un nivel que tenemos que estar preparados.
But it's a level that we need to be prepared for.
Preparados para luchar y para obtener.
Willing to fight for what the Lord has promised to us.
Tenemos que estar unidos.
We need to be anointed.
Tenemos unidos.
We need to be united.
Tenemos que estar en un mismo espíritu.
We need to be in one spirit.
En un mismo sentir.
In one feeling.
Que nuestras palabras sean las mismas para lo que vamos a conquistar.
That our words be the same, words of victory and conquering.
Y tenemos que estar porque dice que donde hay uno o más reunidos en un acuerdo, Dios está en medio de nosotros.
Because where two or three are gathered in His name, He is amongst us.
Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, the honor, because it's only you. It's only you, and through you we are victorious, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.